six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program ended today in Beijing, and the six nations involved have agreed to hold more discussions in the coming weeks.
U.S. officials say the round concluded on a sour note, with North Korea announcing plans to test a nuclear weapon. China's deputy foreign minister told reporters that while Beijing believes the issues discussed over the past 3 days can be resolved, he described the differences between Washington and Pyongyang as comprehensive. NPR's Rob Gifford joins me now from Beijing. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Renee.
What about this new threat from North Korea?
Well, this is classic North Korean negotiating tactics. They have very few cards to play, but they do have one strong card, and that is the potential of carrying out a nuclear test, the possibility that they could be a nuclear power. So they are in the negotiations with the United States. They want to threaten as much as they possibly can in order to get what they want. They want guarantees from the United States that the U.S. will not attack North Korea as it attacked Iraq. They're very afraid of that. They want all sorts of economic aid. And so they're going for their trump card. They say that they're going to do this, and they hope that the Bush administration will cave and give them what they want. So far, of course, the Bush administration, unlike the Clinton administration in 1994, is hanging tough.
Has there been any reaction to this latest North Korean declaration?
Well, the U.S. delegates, led by Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly, have said nothing all week, in contrast to the South Koreans and the Japanese and even the Chinese, who have been briefing journalists. I've just got back from two briefings, one by the leading Chinese negotiator, another by a senior Japanese official, and both of them stressed that in the light of these threats, China and Japan, and indeed all of the participants, do not want that. I guess it almost goes without saying they stressed very strongly that they want a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. Interestingly, though, they also said that North Korea had said it wants a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. So the Koreans are playing both sides. They always play things in a very contradictory manner, and I think they're just making threats and then holding out sort of sweeteners as well at the same time.
Well, as we said earlier, China's deputy foreign minister was more positive. What else did he say about these talks?
He said that they almost came to an agreement to make a joint statement, actually. In contrast from to the threat to use nuclear weapons that we've heard about, he said that the talks were relatively good. He was much more upbeat. Of course, he would be. He's trying to talk up the talks and China's role in it. But he said it wasn't all doom and gloom, and that he said all the sides came away relatively positive, considering the situation. One important thing, he said, is that all the sides had agreed to take no provocative actions in the time between now and when these talks will reconvene within a couple of months.
And this commitment to even hold more talks, I suppose, is a sign of success?
Well, it is, and it shows how low expectations were coming into these talks. I think we don't have a venue yet. We don't have a date, but all the sides have signed up to talk again, and really that is a success. All the diplomats, all the analysts here are saying that if these talks had broken up, then we'd really be in trouble, because this really could be the last chance to solve this whole issue peacefully.
And the talks, six parties, will continue in the talks?
They will. They'll all come at the U.S.'s insistence. America wants to keep this as a very international, very regional solution. And so all six parties will be there, and the U.S. hopes will be pushing the North Koreans to give up their nuclear program.
Rob, thanks very much. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.